person whose hands got muddy, he's allowed to wipe them on the tail of a horse. That's big finish over here, because the Issa should be mishtamish by Balei Chayim. Like a tree, for example, you're not allowed to lean on a tree, or even move a branch of a tree, or something that fell, and the wind blew your yarmulke onto a bush, and now they take it off on Shabbos. But the mishtamish by Balei Chayim, the Issa is only if you're actually sitting on it or leaning on it. You're just using the tail, that is not the halal, that is not a shayla, that is the Issa of mukta of being a tzatz on Balei Chayim. So as a result of this, a person has a dog or a cat, and now they pick them up on Shabbos. They look to not only to move the entire animal, but also to move a part of the animal. It says, Chachmonos, a person died, now they even close his eyelids on Shabbos. Also considered a type of talking mukhs. So based on this, one of the operations of seven Shabbos, he must be talking about a horse tail that is disconnected from the horse. Yeah, Mishabrua wants to say, no, maybe in the Hanami, this is permitted. That even though there's an issur of mukta on the Balei Chayim, but over here it's just the hairs of the tail that is not included. So if you have a horse, try to look for a towel. If you're stuck, then you can use the tail.